This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Berman. In news regarding the global coronavirus pandemic, the United States has more coronavirus cases than any other country. There are more than 4.9 million people infected in the U.S. Brazil and India follow as numbers 2 and 3 in the number of infections. This weekend, Brazil became the second country in the world to pass 100,000 deaths from the virus, second to the U.S., which has more than 162,000 deaths. Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, said conscience, though, despite the toll. Bolsonaro himself survived COVID-19 last month and said he had done, quote, everything possible to save lives, end quote. Because of insufficient tests, experts say, though, the number of Brazilians with the virus could be much higher. In the U.S., the Institute for Mental Health Metrics and Evaluations has released a model predicting 300,000 deaths by December 1st if Americans don't start consistently wearing face masks. That's almost double the number of deaths recorded to date. The group's director said that if 95% of Americans start wearing masks, more than 66,000 lives would be saved. Mexico's health ministry reported nearly 6,500 new COVID infections on Saturday and almost 700 deaths. Mexico follows only the U.S. and Brazil in the number of COVID deaths. Mexico has more than 52,000 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University data. In France, the government ordered that face masks must be worn outside in busy areas, except around some tourist sites, including the Eiffel Tower, starting Monday. The government said the French tourism industry has lost up to $47 billion due to the health crisis, and new mask mandates went into effect this weekend in Britain as well. This is VOA News. Belarusians vote today in a presidential election in which opposition candidate Svetlana Tikhanovskaya is challenging the five-term authoritarian president, Alexander Lukashenko. Tikhanovskaya, who is 37-year-old mother, entered the race after the May arrest of her husband, an opposition blogger and presidential hopeful, with the promise to free political prisoners and call new elections. Her husband was charged with attacking a police officer and organizing mass unrest and has rejected the charges as provocations. Although Tikhanovskaya lacked political experience, she's a teacher, she quickly emerged as the country's top opposition figure and Lukashenko's strongest challenger, with tens of thousands of Belarusians supporting her bid. Election officials registered her, perhaps not thinking the contender. They refused to register two other presidential challengers who are male, one a former diplomat and the other an ex-banker. They are now both in jail. Lukashenko has been in power since Belarus declared its independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. Many Belarusians oppose what they call his autocratic rule and criticize his handling of the coronavirus crisis. Sri Lanka's former president, Mahinda Rajapaksa, on Sunday took the oath of office as the country's prime minister for the fourth time. President Gotabaya Rajapaksa, Mahinda's younger brother, led the swearing-in ceremony at a prominent Buddhist temple on the outskirts of the capital, Colombo. Led by these two brothers, secured a nearly two-thirds majority at last week's parliamentary elections, which would allow them to make constitutional changes and strengthen the family's rule in the country. The Sri Lankan People's Front now holds well over 225 seats in parliament. A party representing the minority Tamils won 10 seats. The Japanese city of Nagasaki has marked its 75th anniversary of the U.S. atomic bombing, with the mayor and a dwindling number of survivors urging world leaders, including their own, to do more for a nuclear ban. At 11:02 a.m., the moment a B-29 bomber dropped a 10,000-pound plutonium bomb, Nagasaki survivors and other participants stood for a moment of silence to honor more than 70,000 dead. The August 9, 1945 bombing came 3 days after the United States dropped its first atomic bomb on Hiroshima, the world's first ever nuclear attack that killed 140,000. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Berman.